This is the Texas Standard.
In a Tarrant County courtroom in 2014, Terry Lee Morris stood before State District Judge George Gallagher. Morris was on trial for soliciting sex from a minor, a charge he was eventually convicted of. But when he wouldn't respond to Judge Gallagher's questions, well, the judge instructed the bailiff to attach stun belts to Morris' legs. As Morris failed to answer questions to Judge Gallagher's satisfaction, the judge instructed the bailiff to send 50,000 volts to Morris, and he did that three times. Morris appealed his conviction and asked for a new trial based on his treatment in court. An appeals court in El Paso threw out the conviction, and now Morris is waiting for a new trial. And the judge? What happens to him? Who polices the judges? Rene Kanaki is a professor at the University of Houston Law Center and an expert on legal ethics. Professor Kanaki, welcome to Texas Standard.
Thank you for having me.
As someone who studies legal ethics for a living, what were your initial reactions when you first heard about this story, the judge using these shock belts?
Well, I found it quite surprising for a couple of reasons. First, it seemed to me that in this particular case, the device wasn't being used as a security measure, but in this particular instance, it was being used during the questioning of an individual who's been charged with a crime. And that gets to really fundamental Sixth Amendment rights about fairness of a trial and the ability for an individual to choose whether or not to testify and how they do so.
It sounds an awful lot like the Spanish Inquisition, I won't lie. I mean, at what point do you start to veer into torture if you have a person who's being prosecuted by legal authorities and in the courtroom, the judge is saying, shock him?
Exactly. And the concern here is you have to really wonder whether the individual is answering the question in the way they believe or the way they think the person activating the stun belt, in this case the judge or directing the deputy to, wants them to. And so then the testimony is really compromised.
Well, let's talk about what happens to the judge here, because right now we have someone who was convicted of pedophilia who has had that conviction now vacated, and they're going to get a new trial, it now appears. You know the phrase, justice delayed is justice denied. You have to think about the victim in this situation. And all of this because of something that the judge did, which I think most people would easily consider as wrong or unlawful. Who polices the judges? What mechanisms exist to punish a judge or to call him on the carpet for unlawful or unethical behavior?
So every state in the country has a body that will review discipline concerns with judges. And here in Texas, it's the Commission on Judicial Conduct. I don't know in this particular instance whether or not a referral has been made to the commission, but the commission certainly sits there to handle situations like this. And so if, for example, they did receive a referral, and it certainly wouldn't surprise me if they haven't already, and then it would be up to that body to decide what discipline occurs.
Do you think judges are concerned about that level of oversight, or is this something that judges don't typically pay much attention to?
Well, I think that judges are concerned, and the reason why is because how one judge is perceived can affect the public perception of the integrity of the judiciary as a whole. And so for me, hearing a case like this, I wonder how other individuals might feel, other defendants charged with crimes, going into that courtroom in the future. Will they be in fear of the same sort of treatment, even if the stun belt isn't quite brought out yet for them? And, you know, I guess there's again, sort of a tension going on here, because I imagine that the judge was engaging in the use of this device because he believed it was a way to maintain order and keep security and safety in the courtroom. Mm-hmm. And so when we think about how we prevent something like this in the future, well, one way to do it would be just to ban the use of this kind of device entirely. I believe it's banned in about half of the states in the country, obviously not here in Texas. Another would be to make sure that our courts have sufficient alternatives that a judge isn't forced to resort to a device like this in order to keep his or her courtroom safe.
Rene Kanaki is a professor at the University of Houston Law Center, and she is an expert on legal ethics. Professor Kanaki, thank you so much for speaking with us on The Standard.
Thank you.